Count money, man. Money, stack man. Riches.
Try and told him I'm a beast, bud.
What's up, gang? Welcome back to another episode of the Grindcast. Get ready. It's a new day. And so it's here in Pittsburgh. It's draft time. Okay, we just ended the draft last week, and we're looking at I'm having conversations with people about what they think about what each team got. I'm talking to friends of mine that had great careers in the NFL, and man, one thing stands out to me is that even the crazy players, even the ones that you're like, man, looks like something went wrong there. Elevator don't go to the top floor, whatever it is. One thing that stands out to me about almost all of the greats, the ones that accomplished great things on the field, is they were known from their teammates as being extremely hard worker. Like I'll give you an example that, you know, people have mixed feelings and emotions on Antonio Brown and what happened with AB, you know, is it the concussion thing and, you know, all this stuff. But I know being in Pittsburgh, let's take, if you think he's crazy or whatever, out of it, but you can't deny how great of a player he was on the field. 6th round draft pick, I believe. I don't know if Josh is checking my facts back there, but I think he was a 6th round draft pick. Not a huge guy, so not real big. 6th round draft pick. After the end of his career, had off the field issues. So how could this person be so damn good? He was so good on the field. Well, let people tell you that played with him, and they say, dude had an unbelievable work ethic. One of the hardest workers. Some of the best players right now in the game that I'm hearing, that I know people that know them from different teams. One thing stands out. Super hard worker. Very rarely do I hear of somebody having longevity in the NFL without having an extreme work ethic. Or you'll find people that are has-beens, or they could have been great. They last, but they get passed up by 6th round draft picks. How do 1st round draft picks get passed up by 6th round draft picks? Work ethic, discipline. If I'm drafting, I want to draft hard workers. So what do you define hard work as? What is hard work in your line of work? You could get to a place where everybody works hard. Now, how do you separate yourself and work hard? I think hard work has to do with you understanding that it's work. I think too many people get in their feelings about, oh, I don't feel like doing this, or I'm not having as much fun, or I'm not as happy. Now, trust me, we want to be happy. We want to have fun. If you can make it fun, that's great. Whatever it is that you love to do, you can have fun doing it. But if you're going to go to the next level at some point, it's not all going to be fun and games, and it's going to be, you got to go to work. You got to grind. That dirty 4-letter word. And so circumstances don't change your responsibility. And what is responsibility? Your responsibility is your ability to respond. Ability to respond to what? Ability to respond to what you're supposed to do, regardless of the way that you feel or regardless of the circumstances aren't ideal. If you need perfect circumstances to go to work and do your job, that's the difference, is you're a professional. We went from playing flag football as a little kid to now you're a professional football player. That is your job. Your job is to go to work. People think, oh man, it must be nice. You get to play football, or you get to play basketball, and I know it is. But they also could mistaken that you ain't doing nothing but lifting a couple weights and going out there and having people clapping for you. There's a whole lot more in between, and it's work. It becomes work. It's the not fun film study. It's the not fun rehabilitation from an injury that you just had on top of the one that you just got over, the one prior to that you just got through rehabbing and healing, and now we're injured again, and we're injured all season. The rehabilitation, the not being able to go out when others do, the not being able to get up when you want to get up. You got to get up and go earlier. Working on weekends. I've mentioned this plenty of times before in football, in sports. They play 17, 18 weeks. You got 5 preseason games. It's 22, 23 weeks. You go through the playoffs and a Super Bowl. There's a week or 2 weeks break from the last game to the Super Bowl, so you're talking about another 6 weeks. Looks like it's about a 30-week deal. There's only 52 weeks in a year, so that means more than half the year they're working on the weekends as usual. Like Drake said, working on the weekends as usual. I'd love to decorate it for you. But the professionals, until they retire or get to a certain level, most got to work on weekends. Whatever you're seeing, this luxurious life, it's masked underneath. Pull back the layers. Don't show me what you got. Show me what you did to get it. People, oh, I wish I was in the NFL. People wish they were professional athletes, but they don't even want to travel every other week for 2 or 3 days for business. How are you going to travel and work every single weekend? You got spring training. You got people looking at you. You can't even scratch your head the wrong way. So what is hard work? If everybody's doing it, how do you separate yourself and say you're working hard if 100 men or women are doing it? We're all doing it the same. How is yours hard? How do you make yours harder work? There's no substitute for working hard. Ray Lewis said, wins and losses come a dime a dozen, but effort... He says, but effort, wins and losses come a dime a dozen. But effort is what separates people. Effort don't come a dime. There's a difference between there's a loose ball and we're diving for that sucker. Max effort in practice. And so I want you to check yourself and ask yourself right now, audit yourself. In my world, am I the hardest working person on the team? If I'm not the hardest working person on the team, why not? Typically, the haters are the ones that wanted the dream, that quit on the dream, because the results didn't come as fast or as easy as they wanted, because they refused to consistently put in the work long enough, so then they just start hating on the other people that get the job done. Don't become one of those people. What things do you need to give up that are holding you back right now? You got to work hard on developing yourself. Work hard on developing the discipline. Skill set and mindset. Working on both of those things. Not just your skill set, but your mindset. The way that you look at things. The way that you talk. The way that you think, that's how you develop your mindset. Find a way to get around winners. Don't hang around people that are losing. Misery loves company. I believe if you got just a little bit of talent, just a decent level of talent, not crazy talent, just decent, you got decent talent, you could create almost anything with that. If you got decent talent, if you're willing to work hard enough with consistency, you could pretty much have anything you want. You could go get anything that you want if you're willing to put in the work. Putting in the work is simple. It's as simple as this. There's something else that you'd rather do that's more fun. And then there's this work that you got to do. How do you get yourself to do this work that you got to do that's not as much fun as this fun stuff that you got to do? The more work that you do, the more fun stuff that you get to do. Then what happens is you get to a certain level and you've done the work, you've put in hard work. This is how you see people go backwards. You ever see people that go far and then they just all of a sudden they're not good anymore? It's because they stop putting in the work with the same hunger that they put in when they were first trying to win the title, when they were first trying to make it. They lost that hunger. They lost that sacrifice. They lost that grind. They stopped doing what got them to the dance. It's always going to be hard work, ladies and gentlemen. Don't let nobody lie to you. It could be different work. So like if I'm playing football, that's hard work, practice, running, sprints, all that. But if I'm the head coach, just because I'm not sprinting and running and rehabilitating my body doesn't mean that I'm not putting in hard work. Sometimes people look at the coach and they think, man, he's not really working that hard. Typically, the head coach is doing what? The head coach is working harder than the players. Differently. But the head coach is working extremely hard also, watching film all night, up early, meeting with the coaches, meeting with the players. 100 players, 100 families, 100 problems. Everything rolls up. I'm mentoring people. I'm helping people. I'm working with their personal life. This one got in trouble. I got to go help them over there. This one, I got to discipline this one. I got to prepare for this team. This one got injured. Stress. Job on the line. Mikey T, Coach Mike Tomlin here in Pittsburgh, never had a losing season. Still always talking about people talking about, oh, he shouldn't be here. He needs to move on. He hasn't had a losing season in the National Football League, 18, 19 years. That's crazy. Imagine the stress. Imagine the pressure. So there's always going to be hard work. It's just a different work. It could go from blue-collar work to white-collar work, but it's going to be hard work. It's going to be mental work. It's going to be a lot. If you want to win, get comfortable blending your life to understanding that's just what we do. That's just what you do. The only place where you don't really have to work hard and you get to continuously grow is if you're retired and you got money invested and it's just compounding interest going out there. I don't talk about our business that much on the podcast, but I think one of the blessings of our business is we have residual income, renewals, to where you could stop working and still get paid years and years and years from all the people that you've protected, all the people that you've helped, the people that your people, the team that you've led, all the people they've protected. You could be paid residual income on that. That's a way you could not work that hard and still getting paid. But what did that come from? Years and years and years of hard work, years and years and years of sacrifice, years and years of weekends and pressure and stress and all those things. So I want you to know the one thing for sure. Whoever's number one in your industry, whoever's number one, whoever's the top 1% of whatever you're looking at doing, one thing's for sure, those people are probably the hardest workers. If you're trying to get on that level and you have an opportunity to get around people that are winning at the highest level, I want you to talk to them about the process. I want you to study not what they have, not the car they're driving, the plane they're flying, the clothes they're wearing, the weekends they got off now, whatever it is. You could be inspired by that. But I want you to get the questions to them about what was the work that they had to put in? What were the sacrifices that they had to make? How long did they make those sacrifices? How long did they put in that type of work? The only place that fun comes before work is in the dictionary. In real life, you got to do a bunch of work before you get to have the level of fun that you want to have. Broke fun ain't that much fun. If you can't afford it, you can't buy what you want to buy, you can't go where you want to go, you can't do what you want to do, you're under all this pressure and stress, it's not the same. Let's be the hardest workers in the room. Let's be the hardest workers in the locker room. Let's be the hardest workers in your business. Let's be the hardest workers in your game, in your sport, because hard work beats talent when talent don't work hard. Talent could be a gift and a curse. Sometimes the more talented people are, the less hard, the less that they work. If you put both of those things together, it's scary. That's a controllable. Being the hardest worker in the room, that's a controllable. That's something you can control. Let's try it out this week. Ask yourself at the end of the week, did I leave any stone unturned? Was I the hardest working person that I possibly could have been? Did I put all the focus into whatever it is that I needed to focus in to be great? Hard work always wins. Hard work consistently, those are the greatest. Those are the greats. Those are the Hall of Famers. Keep grinding out there. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. Don't let nobody discourage you. The people that are ahead of you, if they slow down, if you keep working, you're going to catch them. If this message helps anybody, do me a favor, spread it for me. Share the message, pass on the podcast to other people. And as always, we appreciate you investing some of your time with us in the Grindcast Studios today. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Grindcast. Get ready. It's a new day.